everybody. Welcome to I'm Not Here to Make Friends, a reality show podcast.
Whee!
I know. We're actually back some reality show goodness.
I know. Haven't heard that intro music in quite a while.
I know. I forgot what it was, to be honest. We are here, and we're going to be doing an interview with two people who were on My Cat from Hell on Animal Planet.
Just a couple weeks ago.
Absolutely.
The cat was named Percy, and his owners were Tom and Pola, and he was very much meowing a lot and interrupting pretty much their lives in general. We also saw him knock a Pringles can off the top of a refrigerator. Percy, that was awesome. That was very funny.
If you haven't seen this episode, check it out. It's called Kitty Karma. It may be available soon. I'm not sure how quickly things go up on like Amazon Instant and iTunes and stuff, but their episode's called Kitty Karma. Check that out and check out this interview.
So how was the audition process for getting on to My Cat from Hell? How does that all work?
Well, do you want to say that or should I answer that?
You can answer that.
Okay, well, basically how it started out was I found out about the show, and it says basically at the end of the show they always say go to the website and contact us if you have a cat from hell. So I wrote them an email about Percy, which at the time I wrote him, he was maybe about 5 months old at the time. So I wrote him about the problem, and then it took him about 7 months for them to answer. And the reason why they said it took that long was they were, I guess, between seasons or something at the time that I had written it.
Yeah, we actually didn't think we'd ever going to get on a show. We actually forgot after
So we were surprised when the casting director gave me a call and said, well, we'd like to come over to your place and talk to you about doing Cat from Hell, the show. So the casting director, did they come over once or twice?
I think they were twice.
Two times, yeah. The casting director came over two times, and basically it was just her and a producer that basically were asking us questions, trying to find out about Percy, trying to see Percy. But Percy, of course, as you saw within the show, is a very shy cat whenever new people come. So he wasn't too cooperative with them.
Yeah, Percy was nowhere to find.
Yeah. And so he was basically, of course, during the casting process, nowhere to be found, but they said, well, shoot us some videos and shoot us stuff of what he's doing. Put it up on your YouTube channel and put it as an unlisted video so that they can find it that way. And then they looked at all the stuff of what Percy was doing. And then I guess it took, what, 3 or 4 more months later after that?
It took a while.
Yeah. It took about maybe 2 or 3 more months after the casting process that they said, okay, yes, you're on the show. And they said, well, you're on the show. Shooting starts will be from November to February. And your shooting will be in sometime from that point. And it'll be up to the producers to call you to tell you exactly what days they are going to be shooting with you. And that's led to eventually the producers calling us and starting that process.
How many days did they shoot with you all together?
Oh, it was only 3 days, actually, but it was spread out between 2 months or maybe 3 months.
Oh, really?
Two months. Yeah. They shot first right before Christmas in December. Actually, we were actually the last shoot they were doing before they went on Christmas vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually in touch with the producer, even though he was on Christmas vacation, about what Percy and stuff was doing after the first time Jackson was here. Then they came back in January a couple times, and actually don't believe what you see on TV. Which you'll find out more during this interview. Because of what said on TV, when they came back the second time, it was a lot more than 2 weeks. It was actually about, what, 5 weeks from December to January?
Right.
Yeah, maybe like, it was like December, maybe about a month, maybe 5 weeks for the first time. Then the second time to the third time, which they say during the TV program was 2 weeks, was actually 1 week.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. You really had to get Percy in shape before they came back.
Yeah. Yes.
So you, in the show it says you found, you got Percy as a very young little cat. When did you start noticing him being uncontrollably meowing all the time?
Oh, pretty much right away.
Yeah, and it just sort of progressed. It went worse and worse and worse. And at that time I was in school, so I was very, very busy and working, and basically it is a nightmare because he started interrupting our routine.
Yes.
So much, like we couldn't eat at dinner, we couldn't chant because we are Buddhists. It was frustrating. We couldn't sleep because he would come and meow.
So is he usually, you said he wanted to be able to get into the bedroom. Is he usually a cuddly cat kind of cat?
No, he's not cuddly at all.
No, he's a cat that basically, it's his own terms. He's allowed to come up to you. He's allowed to sit on you whenever he wants to sit on you. Or some, now that we've allowed him to come into the bedroom and sleep from time to time, he'll come and sleep by my legs or something like that. But it's by his terms. And he's got a new behavior that I'm using a water bottle, even though Jackson told me not to do that. But that is, he's basically, whenever I move my feet, he thinks it's playtime and he starts attacking my feet.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
5 a.m., 6 a.m.
Yeah, or even 2:30 in the morning if I'm turning.
Wow. I'm guilty of the water bottle as well, so no judgment there,
yeah.
Absolutely. And I know I shouldn't do it, but in desperate times.
Yeah.
So Jackson shows up. What was Jackson like? Is he as he seems on TV?
Yeah,
pretty much,
yes. He's pretty much as you see him on TV. He's not really all that much different. As far as a lot of things that you're hearing him say, he's taking directions from story producers, so he may start saying a line one way, and the story producers will say, well, say a different way, but as far as his personality goes, it's pretty much what you see is what you get.
Like he said when he was leaving, last scene to us, his last words were, guys, don't get lazy. And the producer stopped him and said, no, you cannot say that. That sounds negative. Say it in a nicer word. Guys, please have good work.
Yes.
So that was going on constantly, this type of...
tweaking it a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, well, that's good, though, because I'm a Jackson Galaxy fan, so I'm glad that it's all on the level, I guess.
That's pretty much him.
It's... as much on the level as reality TV can be.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
He is a very good cat behaviorist. That I will definitely give to him. He knows things, and the things he can pull out of his hat about Percy was amazing in certain things. And actually, even at one time, it ended up getting cut from the show. But at one point when he was actually asking me how to teach Pola about Percy, or the Zen of Percy, as he was calling
it.
When I had showed her how to do that, he said, well, how did you know so much about Percy? And I said, well, I know Percy is this, this, and this. And he said, oh, Tom, the cat whisperer.
Tom, you certainly can read that little cat.
Well, I've been having cats since I was as long as I can remember, so I think I know cats pretty well.
Yeah, so you grew up with cats then?
Yes.
Pola, did you not grow up with cats?
No, I grew up with little dogs.
Ah.
Yeah, but later I did have actually a cat. So I have experience for both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Was there anything when you watched the show that you were surprised didn't make it into the show?
Oh, there was a ton of stuff we were surprised.
Give me the dirt, Tom.
Tell us, Tom.
Oh, there was a lot of things. I'll start actually with homework they had me do, which they knew I came from a post-production and sound and all that type of background. And that I was creative and all that kind of thing. So they had me shoot this thing, which literally took me hours and hours to do, called Cat TV. was going out into nature, shooting birds, shooting squirrels, shooting any kind of animals and wildlife I could find that Percy might get interested in. And I ended up putting together a 20-minute video of the best stuff that I had shot. And Jackson took a look at this. He said, this was great, this was good.
Yeah, Tommy's very sad that his work was not...
And the desensitized exercise, I made up this really great sound effect stuff of cats. Paula was actually cringing from some of the stuff I had put on there from sound effects.
Cat sound effects,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm surprised that they didn't take it. I would take it.
And what else did they cut, did you say? You said they cut a lot, too, of your stuff that they were... They cut me off in mid-sentence sometimes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Then they wanted to know about the Buddhism a lot. They asked us a lot of questions, and actually it looked like the producers were really interested in it. And so we talked a lot about the Buddhism, and it all ended on the floor. And yeah. I think because network maybe thought that this is controversial, you know.
Sure.
We had a whole thing about Buddhism, and actually, this isn't, should we tell them the inside stuff about Jackson?
Yes.
Juicy. Jackson actually practiced the same Buddhism we did.
Oh, really?
Yes. 25 years ago.
Yes.
Oh, so he knew all about it going into it. He knew. Oh,
yes, that was one of the reasons why we got onto the show. And it's like, we were explaining about Buddhism, and he was actually... sometimes even cutting me off and continuing the explanation himself.
Oh, wow.
There was a whole lot more about even our reactions to when we found out about Jackson practicing it as well. We thought, oh, wow, if he's practiced Buddhism, this is a great connection between us. Never made it on air.
Oh, wow. Makes sense.
I was just going to actually ask that question because we saw Jackson practicing with you guys at the end of your episode. And I wanted to know if that was for real or if that was for show. And it seems like since he also practices,
it was for
that
real.
Was a real thing. Yeah.
Because that's not something just like you can easily pick up and say, here's what you do.
Yeah.
And make it seem like you know. And I was like, wow, Jackson did a really good job. Well, now it makes sense.
Well, Jackson didn't do as great a job as you saw him do. So there's two things he's doing. That if you listen carefully, he wasn't, at first he was chanting out a rhythm with us. Everyone's supposed to chant together. He's a musician, which I was surprised to hear him chanting at first faster than us instead of in rhythm with us. Second of all, he was closing his eyes. You're not supposed to close your eyes. Be looking at the guns when you're chanting.
Yeah, he started out with rhythm, but then he harmonized.
Then he did harmonize. He did harmonize. Yes.
He was out of practice. He didn't practice for 20 years.
That's true. Yeah. So he was out of it. But then when he harmonized with us, he loved it so much. He said he was practically in tears after he chanted with us.
Wow. Well, I'm sure it's bringing back all of that, you know, from 25 years ago or whatever. I'm sure it brings it all back.
So I want to know, how is little Mr. Percy doing now?
Oh, he improved 90%, I would say.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 90% better, yes. I mean, the behaviors now, you can't see. He's actually right there. You can just see him.
There he is.
There he is. You can see he's not bothering us.
No meowing. No nothing.
He's very content the way he is.
Oh, good.
So you can see he's... so much better. The meditation stations have worked out fantastic there. The one over by dinner, literally, or he would be meowing, knocking stuff over, doing everything he could to try to prevent us from eating. Now, when we eat, he goes into this little cat bed and just sleeps there the entire time.
Like he now has the place to hang out and relax.
Yes, and actually, at Christmas time, because I told you we did the first shoot at Christmas, and then we did all these things. Well, Percy made out better than we did at Christmas. No, you have cats, so you know how.
Yeah, I know, and I spoil them needlessly.
We do.
So.
What other stuff got cut that you remember? At one point, cut Jackson off, because he was actually going into it a little bit. they cut as well. Yeah.
I thought that they cut you out even more than you know, like, I think Tom naturally talks more than me, but in a show it looks like I am the person who talks more.
Yeah.
And that wasn't true. They cut him out a lot. I think that they gave me more, maybe, time because they wanted me to be antagonist.
Sure.
And they wanted me to be bad guy, basically. Yeah.
And there was actually one take that she had did this thing. She did the take. They said, that's great. She goes flying off of the chair and going, oh, my God, I'm such a bad guy.
How are they going to edit this? Was there any worry when you guys were filming? Was it in the back of your mind of how is this going to get edited? Or was it very comfortable with the producers and everything being there?
No, we were actually extremely worried about how, because especially because of the Buddhist side of it. We were basically going, okay, we're alerting the whole Buddhist community in the U.S. We have ways of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And we would tell them about it. And we wanted to make sure, we want to make sure if we're going to tell them, this isn't going to make us look bad in front of this community of 500,000 people in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going, okay, well, I actually called the producer several times and said, can I come down and take a look at it before it airs? And they said, no, sorry. At first he said, I'll check into it. But then the company said, no, we don't allow them to do it. And after the show first aired, our reaction to it was, understandably, why they wouldn't let us do it, because we were there like, oh my God, can you cut the hell out of this thing? That's not the way it should be.
Right.
This in and taking that out and giving us more time here.
Yeah, we had a couple of ideas about it.
Yeah.
We didn't like it.
Yeah. We didn't like it. But then after we saw it a second time and looked at it more, we said, no, actually, they got the story across and they had to keep it within the realm of the show. So,
sure.
We were, in the long run, happy with it.
What was the reaction of the Buddhist community? You said you were able to reach out and kind of give them a heads up. What was their reaction after they saw it? All positive?
Some people sent us a text, like they really liked it, and, you know, they were very interested about the Jackson. If he, you know, why was he chanting without? Does it mean that he's interested in Buddhism, or what happened there? So
it was all very positive. All the reaction we got, we have this one person who basically sends out this email to everybody in the L.A. area, and sometimes it goes national as well. And that was our way of alerting the Buddhist community. And her reaction of what she had told from the response from her email and the people within her district and her everything were saying, this was fantastic. They loved it.
Oh, good.
That's very good.
Good.
That's very good. One of the more comical bits of your segment on My Cat from Hell was when Jackson asked you guys to build that house of cards, and then he started playing all those sound effects. What was that experience like with Jackson being there making noise and asking you to do a pretty kind of menial task?
I didn't get it, actually, that it's going to be a sound, and I turned around towards him and I said, stop it.
Yes.
I didn't get it.
Yeah, and that part of it that you see in the show when she's turning around saying stop it and doing all that, that all part of it was actually real. All of that was actually taking place at the time that we were building the House of Cards. But when you see our reactions and our frustrations and stuff like that, that was given to us as directions after it was all over.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long did that actually go on for? I know we only saw a little bit and piece of it in the show, but how long were you actually trying to build that house of cards with Jackson playing the sounds?
Well, we did it, did we do it two or three times?
Five times.
We did it about five times. So the first time we started to do it, he just had us build house of cards. The second time, they started to bring in the sound effects of stuff like that, and that's when Paula was starting to do that. Then they said, okay, try it one more time with the sound effects. And then the third time, Jackson said, okay, now I'm going to have you use the sound right at that point, right? So then he had, actually, I think it was only four times.
We kind of made it.
And then we actually shocked him with that. That's why you saw that reaction when he was blown away, because that's when you saw we built up like four house of cards. And we decided we're going to go silent. We're going to just look at each other. doing Buddhism what's called Itaidoshin, which means we were uniting with each other. And once we united with each other and just said, we're not going to let the sound bother us, but rather we're going to absorb the sound and let it be act as our energy. And Jackson was, like, blown away by that.
Wow.
So I would say the whole thing maybe lasted 10 to 15 minutes.
I think less than half an hour.
You think that long?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
half an hour.
Prep time and everything.
And plus
yeah.
they asked us to make reaction shots.
Right. After, oh, yeah, that's that. True. Including doing the reaction shots and everything afterwards. Yeah, probably about a half hour. Yes.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. That's cool. I have to tell you guys, I would have not had the patience. I just would have been, like, knocking cards over. So you guys impressed me, because I definitely would not have had the patience.
Yeah, well, it was definitely a testing of things. And that's why, once we actually had learned that, that's why it was like to desensitize the exercise, what he told us to do for the homework. And he said, well, I didn't see any desensitization. It was like, I even had the sound effects and we're going to play them and even shoot a little video of that, of us doing it. But the thing was, there was actually no reason to do it because it basically had worked. Once we started chanting and just completely ignored Percy, within 2 to 3 minutes, he stopped.
Yeah. See, that's, I can't, again, no patience. That's my problem. Yeah. Running yeah. theme, no patience.
I was just going to say, Allison, you could learn a thing or two. But when my little Mr. Pants gets very, very anxious and loud.
Maybe. This is where I learned something.
Yeah.
So you guys watched the episode. Was there anything looking back at it that you guys maybe would have done differently or kind of cringed at when you watched? Because I know Brian and I, if we were on TV, we would be sweating bullets and
oh, yeah.
probably hating it a little bit. Anything you guys wish was different?
Always sharpen yourself. It's just like, because you are so critical, it's just like, oh, it's such an unpleasant experience. But next time, if I would have done it,
yeah.
I think I would be, you know, since they casted me as the antagonist, the bad guy, and, you know, I try to be maybe polite. Like next
and
time,
you held back.
I held back.
And your punk rocker side didn't come out.
Well, I think what I should have said, like for example, what Jackson wanted me to play,
yes.
40 minutes per day was Percy, I should have said, the fuck do you mean? 40 minutes! Fuck, damn it! You know?
Right,
and,
right.
But because that's what I really felt at the time. But I... Yeah. Hey, because I was afraid, oh my god, I'm going to look, I'm already bad guy, and yeah. how that's going to look.
Just play it up. You just got to play it up. If that's what I always say. Just play it up.
We were joking around in the bedroom of going around when Jackson was sort of saying, okay, do I need to rehome Percy? And we were thinking, okay, let's play a joke on him. And I was thinking about grabbing Percy and taking him over to Jackson, throw Percy on his lap and say, take him the fuck out of here now.
He's your problem now. This is what you signed up for, Jackson.
Actually, that was another segment they did cut, too, because at one point we had a secondary plot story when Jackson told us to let Percy sleep with us.
Mm-hmm.
And when Percy was sleeping with us, he was keeping me up, like, all night long, and it was, like, crazy. And I could not, like, are you kidding me, Jackson, this thing there? And actually, at one point, I actually turned around and said, I want Percy the fuck out of here, because I've had
enough. Oh, my goodness.
Like, so touchy-feely about, oh, you don't sleep with your animal.
Yeah.
You should. That's strange.
Yeah.
It's very much like a new version of yeah. cat parents. You
he
know,
actually made a joke about it. He said, oh, you don't sleep with cats? And he said, I think I better rephrase that.
Didn't even need producer input on that
no.
one. Let me rephrase that. Have you guys, since the show has aired or since production has finished, have the producers or Jackson or anybody reached out to you to get a follow-up on Percy at all?
Yes, actually. I was in touch with the producer, I guess, up until about a few weeks ago, going back and forth about when the show was going to air and everything like that. And He was actually at one point, and they haven't gotten this for us at all, but we were supposed to get Jackson's assistant's phone number in case we had any problems with Percy. So we haven't actually directly heard from Jackson in that way. We received Jackson's book, Catification, signed by him, and like his usual sayings and him signing it. We received a DVD of the show, but since the show has actually aired, we haven't heard from the producers or anything with follow-up, but they did ask how Percy was doing, and I told him, well, just like I told you, he's 90% better at this point.
Which is amazing.
That's cool.
It works. I think that's probably the one question everybody probably asks is like, oh, I'm sure this goes away as soon as Jackson leaves. But no, I mean, it does work, and you guys are proof of that.
Yes, it does work. And the thing is, if you notice also during the show, Paul and I were pretty comedic. If you notice some of our reactions and stuff, it's because Paula and I both have done stand-up comedy.
Yeah, together we have like 25 years of stand-up comedy.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yes, and on top of that, we've been working on a web series called Polish Royalty and the Goat, which you can find at on YouTube if you find it. Polish Royal Goat is the name of the YouTube channel.
Oh, great. Link in the description, of course, I'll make sure for everybody looking. Link in the description. What kind of stuff can you find on Polish Royalty and the Goat?
Well, our latest is a singing birthday card. Basically, it's using the Beatles' birthday song, and it's basically a singing birthday card.
And it's a style of punk.
Oh, wow.
Oh, cool.
Because right, you have a punk rock background, right, Paula?
Right, yes. I was first female punk rocker in Poland in the 1980s in a band called The White Volcanoes.
That's so cool.
That's awesome.
That is so cool. Oh, my goodness. Well, anything else you guys want to say about your experiences on My Cat from Hell?
Anything?
Well, it was great experience. Actually, we felt, even though we were nervous about how we're gonna, you know, look in a show, actually, it was a very pleasant experience because the whole crew was really great. Don't you think?
Yes, if it's one thing I must say, that was one of the most professional crews. I've worked in the industry before, and this was a very professional crew. Every one of the members of the crew were really professional.
Yeah, guys and gals.
Yes.
They were just great.
Just really, really good on the show. They're completely professional, doing everything.
No ego at all.
Right.
Like, there's a lot of ego on reality shows, and so we heard.
Yes.
There was no ego whatsoever. It was just amazing.
Oh, well, that's so great to hear.
Very cool. And, hey, you don't dress your cat up like a strawberry, so.
No. Don't do that either.
Already going to be the more sane couple on that episode.
And we were actually, that was one of the things we were upset for us at too. We said, why are you giving more time to the crazy cat lady than to us? You could have added 2 or 3 more minutes of our stuff and cut some of their stuff.
You can't cut out a cat wedding, Tom.
Okay, maybe not a strawberry and a cat wedding.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I think that's about it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for talking to us today.
Yeah, thank you so much, Tom and Paula.
Well, thank you very much. You guys have fun.
You guys are fun, yes. Thank you. We had a great time.
Well, I was pretty happy about the way that turned out.
Me too. I was happy to find out more about how great Jackson Galaxy is.
I know. That was really great, right? Thank you guys so much for listening to that interview. We had a great time. I hope you had a great time. Don't forget to check out White Volcano.
Yeah.
And Tom and Pola's YouTube page.
Which is Polish Royalty and the Goat.
And the links will be in the description.
Heck
so
yeah.
Check that out. Subscribe, all that standard stuff to us.
Yeah. Hit us up at Not Make Friends on the Twitters.
You know, it wouldn't be a Not Make Friends episode, Brian, if I didn't fuck it up.
You did not fuck anything up.
Yeah.
Everything's going swimmingly. Email us, podcast@notmakefriends.com. The website is notmakefriends.com. The Facebook page is?
Facebook.com/notmakefriends. And our Twitter handle is @notmakefriends.
Nailed it.
I still got it. A little rusty, but I gotta get back in action for Big Brother. It's coming up soon.
I know, it is.
It is coming up soon.
Once again, big thank you to Percy, Pola, and Tom for giving us the time to talk to them.
Mainly Percy.
He didn't even say anything. That's what shows how good Jackson Galaxy is. Percy was just there the whole time. We saw him on the camera.
Yes, we did.
And he was just licking himself, just taking a little bath behind Pola.
Oh,
it was adorable.
That Percy. Yes. It was adorable. So thank you guys so much for listening. We'll be back next week with an episode of All Right, Just One.
Yeah, get your beers ready. And hey, Jackson Galaxy, if you want to come in and hang out, we'll interview you straight up too, buddy.
I'm pretty sure he like lives in our building.
He lives around here.
Almost every episode is in California.
Yes.
So let's hang out. Open invitation.
Anytime, buddy.
Alright, thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you guys, or you'll hear from us.
Yes.
Next week.
Soon. As soon as next week. You're getting back in the... It's rusty. I get it.
Fuck.
Allison, children are listening.
Kittens are listening.